It's Nick Mesny here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 1-0 victory over Cardiff Met. Andy, considering the way that Cardiff have started the season, you're really proud of that result.
Yeah, fantastic. You know, coming into the game, they've taken a point off TNS. They've beat Bangor and they lost to Bala, but battered Bala. So, you know, we knew we were in for a tough game. It was everything we thought it would be, but Nick, we should be 3-0 up at half-time. You know, we've created some fantastic opportunities to put quality crosses into the box, which we worked on in training this week. And, you know, and Michael and George will be disappointed not to have scored them. And makes it an easier afternoon then, rather than holding on at the end. I thought Michael Wilde was outstanding again today. You know, this season he's been a standout player for me in the team. He's led the line, he's been big and strong for me, he's been strong in the changing room. And, you know, it's a really positive result because, as good as they were in the second half with the ball, you know, John Danby, and you must remember that, Nick, John has not had a save to make. That's how resolute them lads are and hard to work down. You know, we lost George with a slight hamstring and Matty Williams went off with a groin, you know, and then Ian Kearney came on. And, you know, I'm so chuffed for Ian. Yeah, you know, he's had a terrible, terrible time. But if there's any footballer that I've ever worked with in my time in the game that'll have the character to come through the adversity that he's come through, it's him. You know, he's just an incredibly strong lad. I'm just chuffed to have him back because the more players like that I can get on the pitch, you know, I've got Danny Harrison's, Michael Wilde's, George Horan, Ian Kearney, them kind of players are really what the bedrock of my team are about. And when we get our noses in front, like I say, you know, not a case of not conceding a goal. An opposition are not even getting a shot on goal against us. That's how organised and strong we are.
You talk about that organisation, but on the flip side today, Jay Owen getting on the score sheet again. Not the usual goal scorer, but the second of the season.
Yeah, it's 2-5. Jay will tell us, you know, which is a fantastic return for a midfielder, and delighted for Jay. You know, he's an unsung hero. People don't see what your Jay Owens can do. People who understand the game see what he gives you. People who don't really see the game as I see it wouldn't really spot just how effective he is. And there's still areas today where we can improve. You know, some of our dead ball situations were very poor. We put them into poor areas, poor decisions. When we actually had the ball and we had in good positions to counter them, we didn't make the most of that because we knew it would become that kind of game. And that's why, you know, when we got Michael Beccari on, you know, Michael's got incredible pace, and we didn't manage to get the pass right to then be able to release him. And they always kept him in the game. You know, they've always got a chance. They're throwing balls, they're throwing long throws into our box at the end, they're chucking long free kicks, and we dealt with everything to a man. So absolutely delighted, and it sets us up perfectly for Tuesday night.
As you say about Tuesday night now, another massive challenge there as we go to Bangor again for the replay of the abandoned game.
Yeah, you know, I'm never trying to kid myself. You know, we got away with one. You know, we were 1-0 down and not playing well. And, you know, all I can say on our team is Bangor City will never, ever play a Connors Quay team as bad as what we were that night. You know, we're going to go there and have a right go at it because it's almost a free one, Nick, because if the game had carried on, it looked at times like a damage limitation on the night because we were that off the pace. Although, you know, and I give Bangor credit for what they did, but we were so poor on the night that, you know, we made them look a very, very good team, and I no doubt they are. I know how tough it's going to be, but you know, these last two results, beating Bala 1-0 and beating Cardiff Met 1-0, just sets us up perfectly for a great game where, you know, one of us two could go top of the league.